prisons started to crumble. Prison doors started opening up. So it has to be an authentic praise. It can't be nothing that's like performed. God knows the heart. He knows the intentions. And sometimes I get caught in that, you know, like, Lord, is this, am I performing, or is this really, really me praising you?
Wow.
It's really, really praising you. So I come to be, even before I start praising God, I come to a place of repentance, like, Lord, forgive me. If there's any defilement, anything that's unclean, anything that's in me that's contrary to your nature, to your attributes, to who you are, Lord, wash me from your blood, wash me, cleanse me. I lift up my hands and I praise you and worship you, and I just allow the Holy Spirit to just minister to me. I allow the power of the Holy Spirit to fall upon me, and I just give up that praise. Shabbat the Lord. I praise the Lord in Greek. Aboda. Aboda is praise in Greek. I praise and I worship Him from a pure heart, from a place of pain, a place of where I'm misunderstood, even in a place of where I was a prisoner of war.
Wow.
Yeah, I lived a very heavy life. I was in some heavy sins, heavy offenses that I thought God has not forgiven me for. I want to decree and declare over people's life, God is a forgiving God.
Yes,
you cannot run from God. I don't care what you did. You have to be honest with God. The Bible says, if you confess your sins to the Lord, He'll be faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from unrighteousness. You have to be honest with God. You cannot hide your sins. At one point, I was hiding away from the sins that I've done. I thought I did the greatest sin in the world, and it was a lie from the pit of hell.
Mm-hmm.
God redeemed me. I was living a lifestyle, partying, drinking, opening up myself to different various demons and demonic spirits, and being demonically oppressed and going through depression and mind controlling spirits. And I was in a fraternity. I pledged in a fraternity back when I was at Howard University, so that opened up other doors too. And I got my deliverance from that. And each day when I try to go right from God, I would revert back to those same old habits, you know, stubbornness, rebelliousness, doing what I want to do. And the Bible says it's fornicators, revelers, and adulterers, they will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Right.
So I had to repent of things that was done knowingly and allow God to cleanse me. And I'll be honest with you, when I was in a place of darkness, and where I thought God has abandoned me, He didn't abandon me. We abandoned Him.
Yes, that is the biggest thing. And sometimes we hide that. Sometimes it's not that we weren't Peter walking on the water. It's the fact that we jumped ship to get on another boat with other people. You know, like, we're trying to do something that He has not asked us to do. And when we don't come back and be sovereign enough to say, God, you know, it really was like teamwork. And then I left you.
That's right.
I left you and you had to do all the work and I had all expectations, but now I have to come back and return and get this right, because who am I going to be without you? Like, I am, you are me. Like, I am, like, what am I going to be after this? Like, I have to have you in my life. So I'll lose everything else to have you.
Yes. And amen to that. The best place of worship for me is in my own time with God. You know, I know I do go to a place of worship, you know, church and stuff, but the best place and time of intimacy with God is like when it's just me and Him and no one around.
Mm-hmm.
My altar, I have a house and come there, I just lay it on to God, I just worship and praise Him. And then when I get into a state of praise and worship, I feel like I'm just my mind is in another realm. And the Holy Spirit just starts giving me downloads, and I just start uttering things from the Spirit of the Lord and just praising and worshiping, lifting up my hands. You know, that's where the victory is. It's in our hands.
Yes.
Our hands. God, we praise our God. That's all God wants. It's simple. Sometimes we overthink and think that it's something deep and hard that God wants us to do. It's just a simple yes. It's just a simple praise and worship. It's a simple, Lord, yes, I messed up.
Yeah.
You know,
it's his denial. Is sometimes the best worship is denial. I usually would get angry here. Don't do it this time. And sometimes that is pulling somebody's tooth. Usually I would blow my horn because you cut me off in the line and I'm going to tell you something and I'm going to follow you and tailgate you because I'm angry that you almost hit my car. But God, sometimes it's a small, quiet sound. And in that, if you listen, that's a form of worship because it's surrendering. I'm not worshiping my anger and showing my strength. I'm going to be humble and in God and quiet my spirit and be meek and let this go because he spared. The person didn't even hit me. And I'm reacting to what I thought was going to happen, but God didn't even let my thought come true. So I can give him praise on that. I can worship him on what I thought was going to happen, and it didn't happen.
Right.
Yeah. So I would love for you, again, to introduce yourself, because we didn't even get there.
My name is Coral White. I'm 41 years old. I'm from Jamaica, Queens, New York.
Okay.
And I'm into media entertainment. I'm a filmmaker and a videographer and a producer out here in New York. So I'm really trying to tap into faith-based films now. I've done some things on a secular level. Mm-hmm. I just had a big award show, not boasting, you know, anything like that, but God gets all the glory because there's people that got saved at my event. Amen. I had an award called the Sensor Image Awards, and I'm going to tell you a little about that story. About 2018, you know, sometimes when you think you're hearing from the Lord, you're trying to figure out, is it you or is it God? It's like, oh, but is this really you or is this me? I'm trying to differentiate between the two voices. And I heard in the spirit, the Sensor Awards. So I said, in 2018, so I said, what is the Sensor Awards? I'm talking to myself. A sensor is inside of a camera. Mm. And what it does, camera, it produces, it takes in light in order to produce a high quality image or video. So I said, since I work with cameras, I'm gonna call it, you know, you have the MTV Awards and this and that. I said, why don't I call it the Sensor Awards? I have the Sensor Awards and the Sensor Image Awards. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to kind of like honor and under-recognize creatives in the field of media arts and entertainment, you know, that are in the church world. And some of them are in a church, but they work in the secular too. So I wanted to give them a chance to get honored and to be awarded the Sensor Image Awards, because in my committee, we see what you're doing. You're under-recognized and you meet the following criteria. That's what the criteria is like. You have to, are you involved in the community? What church do you belong to? Are you involved in the community, or what contributions have you done in and out of the church? You know, this it's very, right. Very at that moment. But make a long story short, we flew producers out from California. Kelly Catman, she came through. I went to Howard University with her. She works with Ron Howard, BET, and we honored her. I honored my bishop that was in attendance. We had a lot of people from all over the nation, and it was May 22nd, and God showed up. I didn't know. I'm telling you, I didn't know how this was going to happen, because it was supposed to be a. I was going to compromise a little bit. It was going to be the Grammys mixed in with, you know, a faith-based award show. And God gave me a warning. He said, no.
Right. Yeah.
Where does he work that? So I said, Lord, what do I do now? He said, I'm God. Let me take control of it. That day, May 22nd came. My nerves was all up. The place could only hold 120 people. We had 350 plus people inside that venue.
Wow.
We got short of food and short of water, and the Holy Spirit moved. I don't know what happened. I started prophesying, releasing a prophetic word. My prophet Kevin Gates was there. His band came there. He started flowing in the Holy Spirit. We started having church in that event. We had some hardcore gang members that were there too, and they told one of my friends they wanted to come to church because of that event.
Wow.
It was like, you know what? We really want to come to church. He's like, oh my God, I don't know how God did it, but he put the puzzle all together, because I was getting pieces. That daily event, the Lord put the puzzle all together. He gets the glory. People got saved. The move of the Holy Spirit was there.
Mm-hmm.
People talking about it today, like when we're going to have another one. So I'm probably going to have it. The Lord told me to have it in Florida. So he's going to open up doors for me in Florida to have it. Would definitely like to invite you and your husband if it permits.
Yes, definitely. You know, of course, you know, your family now being on the podcast with us, we'll just have to stay connected. But I love that God doesn't give us the whole picture. He gives us piece after piece. And sometimes it's like popcorn. Like, you want one piece of the popcorn, you're in the movie theater. And by the time you get to the end of the bucket, you want another bucket. But it's like God's mercy is so sufficient. He can't even be compared to popcorn or even that. But it's just sometimes people, sometimes they get so far away, you have to use the natural to remind them and then give them the bricks of spiritual principles of how you can do this and you can't do this. Like, you can do that. You just have to come back home. You got to repent. You have to step outside of yourself. And even when he tells you, go, like he told Abram, he said, look, Abram, you're not even Abraham yet. Go ahead. You finna go to a land that I tell you. The land was Canaan, and it was nobody even over there. It was empty. And he said, I'm going to give this to your descendants. He wasn't even over there yet. But that land is still ours, like, to the very day, because there's nothing that he has not said that has not come to pass. And he literally told him, I will give this to your descendants. I mean, to the stars in the sky, you can't count them. The grains of the sand, you can't count it. And it's so many blessings that even though we go through things, like, God allows us to find worship in the hardest places sometimes, but that's the most rawest place that he needs it. Like, how is it that you done lost everything and now you starting to really go back to, because that's what God does. He'll break you only to make you.
That's the word.
Yeah, he does that. And I, that's why, you know, we were talking about worship, because it seems like right now, if I want to worship anything, it seems like most people are being pulled to worship themselves. And I just felt like God is saying, for my real children, like, you know who you are. If you know my sound, give it back to me, because that's what your problem is. Your problem is that you're studying all your problems. You done made a to-go list, a to-do list, a ain't done list, a what I wish list, and you've never made the sound to say, God, I need you. And to make, I'm the answer. He's the answer to all of the problems. And all you needed to make was no more lists. Put the pen down. Put your hands up and call on my name. And I was going to come and sit with you. I was going to come, and he tells us, abide with me and I'll abide with you. You stay in me, I'm going to stay in you. And sometimes we think, oh no, I got to get up and do this. Oh no, I got to. And it's that quietness that I think, even like you said, as a brother in faith, you got to come to God and say, God, this is it. I need to come here. I'm coming. No matter what I've done, everything that I had done, there is nothing that can stop me. You literally said that there's nothing in the world, nothing that can stop the love of God. And then he tells us to prove. Taste me and see if I'm good. He's absolutely delicious. Because it's, I mean, 2023... next year is going to be the election, and there's many things. Like, I know that God is going to be like, y'all going to have to start getting this. You need to get this exercise now, because the falling away is going to happen. And when it comes, I need you to be a worshiper, to be praying, to do not seek what you see, but focus on the unseen stuff.
Yeah.
Man.
So, I don't know what's going to happen. I know the Lord was telling me, you know, I just want to interject and just, the Lord deals with me with dreams and visions. And I know he told me 2025 is the year to watch. Mm. He didn't say else. He said, watch out for 2025. And I believe that's going to be the year of the great falling or something even bigger. You just confirmed some things. I mean, it resonated with my spirit, what you said. And, you know, he told me in 2025, that's we got to be watchful. For that year.
Amen. Yeah. Oh yeah. And all of our listeners, like, this is a different episode that we haven't had, which is like hearing the act of prophetic. Like, we haven't had worship. This is a form of worship, is when you are that close and intimate with God. Not intimate. Some people think like intimate, like, oh, all I do is go to church and praying. No. Intimacy with God is when you spend more time in his presence than you do just trying to say you read the Bible. Like, there's a difference. You know, I just go to church to be a church person. No, I go to church. Before I go to church, I'm already seeing God in my car, because I'm letting them know about, you know, I'm telling them and talking to them already. And then I get in church, I'm just fired up. It's just lighting more gasoline on I'm already burning with the Holy Spirit. And so all I'm going to do is catch fire with the next person. And so that's the intimacy of knowing that don't nobody know what I'm going through but God. And where did this come from? God. Why you call me today just to say that? God. And that this is how he is, you know. And so we haven't had an episode like this to know that people can hear what that sounds like when, you know, because I believe that you have a very intimate relationship. Like you said, God has given you the gift of the prophetic, where you can hear And people need to take the warning. Move accordingly. Prepare. And yeah.
Let me ask you a question. I know we're switching over here. What do you think of churches that have like these pyrotechnic type theatrical performances, like with the smoke, the lights, and, you know, for praise and worship? What are your thoughts on that?
You know, we got about another 5 minutes before we go over, but I'm gonna give a short snippet of how I would describe that. I would say McDonald's and Burger King have been in competition for years. And if churches were in competition with the world in concerts, then they would be trying to step up their game. But the thing is, we as kingdom people don't have to fight with those small tactics. Because they had hands and the humming of their voice. And our people have been over here for however long we've been, you know, in this skin where we didn't figure out who we really were yet. They just stomped and clapped and God came. So we don't need that. We don't need music in itself. We don't even need lighting. We just need to get together. We don't even need a building. It can happen in the middle of a park. It's just the right. Yeah, it's just this assembling, you know, and calling God down.
We are the church. We are the ecclesia. We're the chosen ones, you know. So when people say that, you know, the church, no. The church is in us.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Go to the physical building to serve, to praise and worship, hear the word of God, and to fellowship with the saints.
Right, and when... Go ahead.
You know, I was like, thank you for sharing that with me, you know, with you, you know, because I get a lot of, you know, like, for me, man, I'm not really big into the flashy lights, and I don't want to be forced to praise and worship God with your theatrics. My praise comes from within, right. Out. I don't want somebody out to tell me what I got to do for pain to release out on praise and worship in me. Yeah. You know, so I don't come to buy the music director or this and that to worship, or the band or the sound. I mean, all that is nice and enhances it, but I'm used to my authentic worship, you know, clapping up the hands, or I may beat the sound of the tumble, or God may have me do some dance move or something, you know, or something like stomping my feet, you know, but I'm in here, I just have my own voice, and I just give God all the glory and the honor. Yeah. And my praise belong to him, you know.
Yeah, and definitely. And that's where it begins. It's when you find your sound again. What we were talking about earlier, I don't think I got that recorded, but I was saying about the Facebook Live, on how we really started sharing, you know, why are we even talking about worship in this time of 2023 through February? It's because, one, you know, everything is off of frequency sometimes. And sometimes we study these different things and energy and this and that. And, you know, you start studying stuff, you just, next thing you know, you studying Mars. Like, you don't, it just keeps going. But if you really think about how God set up things, he spoke and that set things in place. So if we worship, we will be setting things in alignment with what God has already spoke over our life. Like Jeremiah 29:11 becomes not only just the assignment, but it becomes an alignment, because of anything that now I'm not only just saying God's things, I'm decreeing and declaring, and I'm worshiping and I'm praying. And of course the enemy's going to form, of course the church, all these different things. You know, many people have so many opinions. You can go to church online, and it's so many things now that he's trying to just keep your mind divided. But if you just start worshiping, you'll hear absolutely nothing. Like, you just hear peace. Peace don't sound like, it sounds like the wind. And you're just at a wholeness, like you just feel home. And that's what worship is getting home to God, is kissing him with what, however your form of worship can be. I want you to tell me, and I want you to tell our audience, you know, what pulls the strings at your heart? Like, how does God get your attention to like, he's telling you, I need you? Because sometimes people misunderstand, like, oh, you know, I don't know. What is that, you know, if our listeners were listening right now, what would you tell them, for even, you know, especially the young men? If God is pulling you, how do they respond versus the lights and cameras and even people saying, oh, I'm not going to do that with you? What, you know, what would you tell them?
Well, how God pulls me to worship, or if anything that God wants me to do, I'm going to be honest with you, like, I feel like a little nudge or something, you know. I feel like a little nudge, like a, sometimes like a, like my reflexes or something. But no, I believe that Lord told me to get up to pull me to a place of worship, to pull me to that place of intimacy with him. That's how God deals with me. And sometimes through dreams and visions, he'll whisper something in my ear, or I'll have a flashback or something that God wants to show me. Or sometimes there may be some moments of convictions. And that's how God draws me closer to him. So I, you know, God deals with and works with everybody differently. But I know with me, it's more of dreams, visions, and maybe physical touch that I can, we can't see him, but I can feel him at night. But like a nudging, I may feel something. I'm gonna be honest with you, like sometimes when I sleep, I feel like these anointed showers that fall down on my room, and it just drops like raindrops, like and it just draws me, and I'm like, okay, God, I gotta get up. Like, you know how we have alarm clocks, we gotta get up and go to work. That's right. God trying to get me, like, you have to get up, you have to praise me, you have to get up. I want to share something. I want to share my heart with you, Coral. And that's how the Lord deals with me. He deals with everybody on a different level. And I know with me, it's just a touch, a nudge, and you know, I tap into the supernatural presence of God. So it could be a variety of things.
Yeah.
And maybe heard too as well, you know. So it could be a simple thing too, you know. So that's how God works with me. Yeah. You know, when he shares something with me, or he wants me to get into that place of worship. And sometimes when I feel like my soul is in distress, I know I gotta worship God. When I feel that heaviness, when I feel the burdens, when I feel maybe in a place of condemnation, I'm like, Lord, something's not right. I gotta worship. But God is trying to get something off of me. God wants to release something on my life. God wants to share something with me pertaining to my life. I said, I gotta get on my knees and worship God. But God, I have so many encounters with God on so many different levels, and I can take another podcast episode or something.
Definitely. So as we're closing, I would love for you to share again just some closing remarks that the Holy Spirit may have told you to share right now, just concerning worship and how to really, you know, draw people back into, you know, because they know, but they're not sometimes knowing that it's okay to come back into this and let it all go. You know, you carry so much weight. You can't carry all that. God, that's why I said, give me your burden, and my burden is light.
I would encourage people, the Bible said, to pick up your cross and deny your flesh daily. And I would encourage people to do that. That's another place of worship, is denying your flesh, giving reverence to God, honoring God, obeying his commandments. The Bible says that he delights in those that obey his commandments. He loves those that obey his commandments. So worshiping can also be in obedience to God. That's a form of worship. That's how I see it, you know.
Yeah.
But you can worship him in the theater of your mind. You can worship him in the meditation of your heart. You can worship him in so many ways, in writing poetry, writing poems, or just like, I go out on the street and I just start like just praising God in the middle of the streets. You know, I just start humming some songs and some old spiritual hymns, you know, and just people. And they're like, what are you singing? Okay, well, I'm singing, I get better, bit of a Hezekiah Wolf, and they're coming and joining with me and everything like that. So I encourage people, you don't have to be in a church building to praise God. You know, I was always taught, wherever your feet land, that is a place to worship God. That's a place to preach the gospel. Wherever your feet touches, that is a platform for you to preach, to praise the word, to give all God the glory and the honor. You don't need to be in the church building.
Amen.
You can do it at home. You can do it outside. I believe that signs, wonders, and miracles will find those that believe in the name of Jesus. I'm not saying I believe in that. I believe in the supernatural power of God. I believe that our praise and our worship gets us closer to God and leads us to victory, spiritual victory.
Amen.
And I believe that, you know, people that have a hard time with praise and worship God, you have to surrender it all to God. Surrender everything to God. You cannot hide anything from God. You have to be honest with God. You have to have the intimacy. You have to commune with him. You have to communicate with God. And the Lord will have your way with you. Will have his way with you. You know, so I encourage people, you know, there's no right or wrong way to praise God. As long as your heart is passionate the right way and you're honest with God, you know, he loves you.
Amen. Again, well, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm definitely going to extend the offer. Yeah, whatever we have coming up, On the platform, I definitely invite you again to come and just really talk about what we've been talking about even more so in detail. And so you guys listening, of course, you probably got a notebook and pen, but that won't be enough, right? Lift your hands and worship with me as we close. God, we thank you for this episode. And as we close this series, God, we thank you because the worship that's going to be released on people because of each episode is going to be so prophetic that people will turn around. They will hear a nudge or feel that. And God, we know that you are amazing and you are awesome. And we know that you do all things exceedingly and abundantly through all that we ask or think. And so God, we thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you're in a place where you are struggling to get your worship on, I want to encourage you. You got to start with admitting, God, I did move away a little bit. God, I did fall away a little bit. And here I am. It's not me, it's not my mother, it's not my father, but Lord, it is me. I'm coming to you with all of my baggage, my hurt, my pain, my trials, my tribulations. And in the midst of all of that, God, you never left me. I'm telling God what his word says. And as I come back, I'm going to feel tension. I'm going to end up seeing things happen. The enemy is going to fight me because now I'm making a decision to stand on God's side. At first, I was on his side, but now I'm on God's side. And my worship begins to shift from, oh, what am I going to do? To, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good in the midst of my storm. So if you've been listening, I want you to keep on listening. For your worship has a sound that only you can make this sound. Only you can make this sound. Only you have the ability to make that sound unto God. And he's desiring it from you just like he desires it from me. And you are welcome here on this podcast to listen each and every episode and share what you believe. Share what you believe that God is putting on your heart and let us know what episode has blessed you the most. Do not forget to subscribe and listen to us on YouTube. And again, we thank you for your listenership, and we'll see you in the next episode.